Street, Paul. The St. Paul Canadiens have started the 2023-24 hockey season with a solid effort, winning their first four games of the regular Northeastern Alberta Junior B Hockey League, NEAJBHL. The season started on the road for the Canadiens as they took on the Vegreville Rangers on September 29. The first period saw the score kept close, with the Canadiens scoring first courtesy Parker Sabatier, and the Rangers responding. The Canadiens would take the lead back before the end of the first period with a goal from Caden Cardinal, and then the floodgates would open. Over the second and third periods, the Canadiens would score 9 unanswered goals, 3 in the second period and 6 in the third period, for a final score of 11-1. The Canadiens would hit the road again on September 30, this time taking on the Lloydminster Bandits. The story was a little different in this game, but the ultimate result was similar. The Bandits would come out strong, scoring 2 goals in the first period. The second period saw the Canadiens even things out, with 2 goals of their own. Another Bandits goal gave the home team the lead back briefly, but as the period came to a close, the Canadiens would even things out again, heading into the fourth period with a score of 3-3. The third period would be the difference maker. The Canadiens took the lead 15 seconds into the period, but the Bandits tied things up once more. Then, a little over 6 minutes into the period, the Canadiens would shift the momentum, scoring 5 unanswered goals. The third period also saw both teams rack up a long list of penalties. The final score would be 9-4 for the Canadiens. Heading back home, on October 7, the Canadiens would host their home opener over Thanksgiving weekend in St. Paul at the Clancy Richard Arena. Taking on the Onion Lake Border Chiefs, the Canadiens would stay in control throughout the game. A goal from Jarrett Boulian just 2 minutes into play would give the Canadiens the early lead, and a goal from Cardinal would bump the lead to 2-0 heading into the second period. Quinn Schpack would score 2 goals in the second period for the Canadiens, bumping the score to 4-0. Then, 6 unanswered goals by the Canadiens in the third would truly seal the deal, and give the Canadiens another dominating win on the scoreboard. The final was 10-0. The next night, the Canadiens welcomed the Vermilion Tigers to town. The Canadiens once again took the lead in the first, and held on throughout. Boulian and Schpack would score in the first period, and only on Tiga's goal would be allowed throughout 3 periods of play. The final score was 5-1 for the Canadiens. On the road again, the Canadiens will hit the road again this weekend, taking on Wainwright on October 14, last year's league champions. The next home game for the Canadiens is set for October 21 against the Bandits.